This is audio clip E for the Kingston walk route. Here, where you drop down onto Wannal Beach, the sand is often littered with seaweed washed in by the tide. The big thick specimens with chunky stems or stipes and broad leaf-like straps are kinds of kelp, and it is fairly easy to tell between the different types. The stems of tangle or oarweed are smooth to the touch and oval in cross-section. Kuvi, on the other hand, also divides into several straps, but it has a rough textured and circular stem. The word kelp was originally the name given to the ashes produced when these seaweeds were burned, and Scottish lairds had their crofters burning it in industrial quantities in the 18th century. This was because the ash contained potash and soda, both sought after by glass and soap makers of the time. If the tide is far enough out to follow the walk round the foreshore, you'll also find healthy communities of seaweed growing on the rocks, and they're mostly of two kinds. One is the greenish-brown egg rack, which has flat strap-like fronds blistered here and there with the odd gas bladder. But its most noticeable features are the reproductive bodies, which look like little grapes on stalks all along the plant's length. The other is flat rack. This olive-brown plant looks as it sounds and has no bladders, but its reproductive bodies form distended, lighter-coloured tips to the fronds. Finally, if the tide is further in, you'll often see fragments of sea lettuce washing about in the shallows. You'll see why it gets its name, as it resembles a leaf of flat lettuce, at least until you take it out of the water and it collapses limply.